Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Morning Mess.
Morning Mess. It's time for another staycation setup. A little unique one here. Let's say good morning to Tracy.
Morning.
Hey, how's it going?
It goes. So, Tracy, a different twist this morning. You're calling on behalf of your daughter?
It's actually about my daughter's boyfriend.
Okay.
Casey, my daughter, she's absolutely in love with this guy, and I just think he's a total scumbag. And I don't know. I thought I'd call you guys and see what happens.
I get that. Can you tell us a little bit more about, like, why you think he's a scumbag?
I can tell that something's off by the way that he treats her. He barely kisses her. He's not even sweet to her. Casey had this birthday party, and I just saw him being really flirtatious with every girl that walked in the damn door. And I just don't think there's any way that he's being faithful to my baby.
So, I mean, you said that he's not very affectionate with your daughter. Some people aren't, but he is affectionate with other girls?
Yeah, he's really flirtatious with, like, every woman anywhere close to his age.
And you saw this yourself at your daughter's party?
Yeah.
So what was your daughter saying after, because I'm assuming she witnessed this too, if this is happening at her party?
I mean, she always just kind of plays it off. And like I said, she's totally in love with Nick. And
that's a cheater's name.
She's always just like, oh, mom, you just don't know, you know, like that kind of thing. She's like, you're just being overly protective and all this stuff. She just gets kind of defensive. You know?
Right.
I mean, I get it.
How old is your daughter again?
She just turned 18.
Just turned 18. Okay. And how old is this guy she's dating?
He's 21.
Oh, hell no.
I'm so sorry.
You just said she turned 18 and he's 21?
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
Okay.
Mm-mm.
Okay, you get it, Mama Bear. I was a little like, but now I'm like,
Mama always knows best, and I think that that's definitely something your daughter's going to learn with time. But if you're saying that he's looking like a little cheater, let's go ahead and call him because this is sounding shady.
Yeah. And again, Nick is a cheater's name, so.
Okay, that is not.
Nathan.
What does
Nathaniel.
That mean? That's not even a list. Listen, so we're going to do the staycation setup. We're going to call up Nick,
Nicholas.
Offer him the free romantic weekend.
Nigel?
You guys.
Can we offer him the free romantic weekend stay? I'm going to ask him who he would like to bring as his guest of honor for the free romantic weekend. He should be saying your daughter's name, which one more time, what is your daughter's name again?
Her name is Casey.
Casey. So that's the name that we're supposed to be hearing. If there's anything else, then we know that something's going on and you can let him have it at that point, okay?
Okay.
Now here's the thing, Tracy. Don't we want him to say another girl's name? That way she breaks up with him.
What?
If I were mom or dad, I would almost want him to be a cheater. That way I could be like, ha! Do a Gina. Ha! That
I mean,
way.
It would be nice to be right, but my poor baby.
Yay!
Right.
They can still break up if he's not cheating.
Yeah.
Well, okay.
Yeah, that's right.
All right, we need this cheater's name from you, and we're going to call your daughter's boyfriend up off from the hotel and see if he's cheating on your daughter, okay?
Yeah.
Hold on right there. Staycation setup up next, your morning mess. Okay, the morning mess is back with this staycation set up, a unique one this morning. Oh boy, parents can appreciate this one. So we talked to Tracy. She suspects that her daughter boyfriend is cheating on her. Now her daughter, check this out, just turned 18, dating this guy Nick, who's 21. So mama's on the line, Tracy.
Yes.
So again, you suspect your daughter's boyfriend is cheating on her, and we're gonna set him up with a staycation set up because of a party that was held.
Yep, my daughter's 18th birthday party.
And he was a little extra with some of the guests.
A lot extra, yep.
My precious little Giabella, she turned 18. I'd be very, 21.
Oh. It's just a very different time in your life. I know it might just sound like 3 years, but it's a big difference.
Yeah, I mean, 24, 27 is different than 18 and 21.
Exactly that.
We're just going to stand back. We're going to call him up from the free romantic hotel stay. Anisha, going to ask him that one question.
Who would you like to bring on this free romantic weekend stay?
Now, again, Tracy, do you hope that he's faithful and keeps dating your daughter? And you're going to welcome him with open arms as maybe a future son-in-law one day?
Or no, my God. He's still, like, flirting with other girls, and, like, it's going to happen at some point or other.
What you want is evidence and ammunition to help you make your daughter.
Ammunition?
Well, you know what I mean. Like, it's a metaphor.
All right, well, let's give him a call. All right, we ready?
Yep.
All right, here we go.
Hello?
Hello, am I speaking with Nick?
Who's this?
Well, my name is Jonathan. I'm calling from the Aurora Hotel. I'm actually calling with some good news for you. You've been selected as the grand prize winner of our free romantic weekend stay. We're putting you up in our penthouse suite. We're adding in a honeymoon package. I was calling just to confirm some details with you, but I wanted to congratulate you on your winning.
How'd you get my number?
I'm working off of a list that was provided to me by my upper management here. So we are a new establishment in the Valley. We're trying to get some people to come in for free weekend stays in hopes of a review online. I was just calling to confirm some details for your reservation.
Okay.
My first question for you is, with this romantic weekend stay, we leave a personalized note for your guest of honor. So I'm going to give you a few minutes here. Think about what you'd like for that note to read for your guest upon entry.
Oh, I already know. Here's to tonight. Let's have a good time, baby.
I've got that here. My next question for you, Nick, is who would you like to bring on this free romantic stay? Just for paperwork purposes, I need to get your guest's full name, so let me know once you're ready.
Her name is Anna.
That's the wrong name.
Oh. What? Wait,
Ooh. I clutched my pearls on that one. Hold up.
Who the hell is on the line?
Wait, well, hold on, Nick. Whoa. We have to let you know that you're live on the radio right now, Nick.
What fucking hotel is this?
There's no hotel. He's a cheater and he's dumb. We're actually the Morning Mess on Live 101.5. You're live on the radio. We got Tracy on the line, your girlfriend's mom on the line.
Yeah.
God, yeah, hi, Nick. Crazy. You are
Why are you living your
Live
life?
Her life?
What are you doing?
What are you doing? Who is this Anna, you mother...
That doesn't even matter.
Tell him, Mom.
No, it doesn't matter.
It doesn't have anything to do with
you. My daughter is your girlfriend.
Well, if you raise it differently, then maybe I wouldn't be cheating.
Whoa!
Are you saying that my daughter's not a slut, which is why you're cheating on her?
Let's just try and understand some things real quick. Because one, first of all, Nick, you need to learn how to speak to your elders. That is no way to be talking to your girlfriend's mother. Number two.
She has done this repeatedly. I'm sorry.
You should be sorry, but you shouldn't be saying it to me. You should be saying it to her. And then you're also going to say sorry to your girlfriend after you explain to her and really all of us who Anna is.
Anna is a friend. She's coming in from out of town. And she's nobody. It doesn't even matter.
Yeah, I mean, it does matter.
For 2 days. No, it really doesn't.
And now you're taking her to a free romantic weekend stay while you have a girlfriend that you could have taken.
Right. This is all bullshit.
See, Casey can't go.
Why?
Why?
She's working every weekend.
Now listen, Tracy, you there?
Yeah.
This is the best case scenario, though.
Where do we go from here, though? How are you going to tell your daughter?
She's going to be upset, but she's 18. She'll find someone else and...
It's ridiculous that you're even involved in her life in this way. Always getting involved.
All right. You know what? Tracy, are we over this?
Wow. Yes. You can hear how he talks to me.
Okay. Nick, you there?
Yep.
Yeah, you there? Okay. I just want to make sure so I can hang up on you. Hold on. So, Miss Tracy.
Yeah.
That was a lot of what that guy was saying to you. My God.
Yeah. I mean, especially if he's been saying these things to my daughter. You know?
Yeah, you might want to check with her. Make sure she's good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Does your daughter like tacos?
What the hell?
Yes.
Are you kidding? You're not saying this to her mother, right?
Mom. What mom would not like this advice?
I think she's going to like it.
Right? Are we ready, Mrs. Tracy?
Yep.
So here's a term you're going to remember.
God help us.
Tacos before vatos. Do you know what a vato is?
Yep.
What's a vato?
I have no idea.
Mama doesn't know best.
Oh. That's fine. But let Joey tell you.
It's basically tacos before these men. You know, a vato is a man. So tacos, say it with me. Tacos before vatos.
Tacos before vatos.
There you go. I bet you Mama could make some bomb-ass homemade tacos for her daughter.
Yeah.
And you know she drinks, so you might as well...
Oh, my
Joey.
God.
Oh, my
no.
God!
No.
She's 18. You know she's drinking.
No.
Pull up.
Just tacos. Talk about it. It's going to be fine.
What is happening? I'm going to get counseling services as well, because
Joey.
I don't know what the last 30 seconds of this was. Hold on one second, Tracy. Okay?
Yep.
Hold on right there, hon.
The Morning Mess.
Weekdays, 5:30 to 10 a.m.
Live 101.5.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.